Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, it's the Raider Nation versus the Houdet Nation as the Silver and Black travel to Cincinnati to take on Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, and the Bengals. Carson Palmer stops by to talk about facing his former team for the first time, and we'll show you what the Raiders have been up to in the community throughout this season. All this and a lot more next on this special Thanksgiving edition of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show. With two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
The Raiders are in Cincinnati on Sunday, so it's the Raider Nation up against the Houdet Nation. 1 week after it was the Houdet Nation the Raider Nation took on. I'm very confused here. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. I'm Greg Papa. You know who Houdet be? Mm-hmm. That is Jim Plunkett, the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders. And it sounds a lot like the New Orleans Saints season, Jim. The Bengals got off to a slow start at mid-year. They were 3-5, but they're playing their best football now, and they've won two in a row.
Yeah, they certainly have. They beat a good Giants football team a couple of weeks ago. Really took it to them, as a matter of fact, and then last week beat Kansas City solidly and just really took it to them as well. So they are improving. They're getting better. The defense is really coming around for them. And offensively, Andy Dalton and his favorite receiver, A.J. Green, 10 touchdowns and over 900 yards in receptions. They're doing a fantastic job of moving the football as well.
We'll break down the Raiders and Bengals in more detail coming up a little bit later on in the Silver and Black Show. And our guest in the next segment will be former Bengal quarterback turned Raider quarterback Carson Palmer. We'll get his thoughts on the big return to Cincinnati. Now a word about last Sunday's game, Jim. Ultimately, the Raiders lost 38-17, but a lot of pomp and pageantry on the field before the game. It was a salute to service Sunday, the great Eddie Money performing the national anthem, and we all had a couple of tickets to paradise, I think, Jim. And then John Gruden showed up to light Al Davis's ceremonial torch.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity to talk with him during the course of the ball game. He was very happy and proud to be back and light the torch in memory of Mr. Davis and speak with a lot of the former players of the Raiders. And I enjoyed talking with him. We caught up on a lot of stuff and what he was doing. And yeah, he was very excited to be there. He was very honored.
Yeah, John visited with a lot of Raider personnel before the game. Raider owner Mark Davis, Willie Brown, and also spent some time with Clem Daniels, the all-time leading rusher in the AFL's history. And watching Marcel Reese last Sunday, Jim, it reminded me of the greatness of Clem Daniels and how head coach Al Davis would utilize his skills, starting first of all with Clem's ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Marcel Reese here on this 56-yard catch and carry as he victimizes safety Roman Harper was vintage Clem Daniels from the 60s.
Yeah, it certainly looked that way. A real fine catch. The ball was a little behind him and low, but he made the catch cleanly, turned it up the field, dodged a few people, and wound up with a 56-yard reception. But, you know, Marcel Reese can do it all. He's a jack of all trades. He can run with the ball. He can block, catch out of the slot or at wide receiver, out of the backfield. He's a very versatile guy, and I think the Raiders use him in as many ways as possible.
Well, now they're using him as tailback, and they're turning and handing it to him, and this is just amazing. As he told us last week on the show, he had never been a running back in his career before the Tampa Bay fourth quarter when Mike Goodson got hurt. First play of the game last week, Jim, he pops a 17-yard run. He had 103 yards rushing in the game on 19 carries on top of the 90 yards receiving. He almost had a Marcus Allen-type game. Your former teammate in 86 was the last Raider to have a 100-100 game, and Marcel came very close. I think this was the best blocking performance of the Raiders' offensive line on the outside zone stretch run all year, and it certainly helped to have Khalif Barnes back at right tackle. And the Raiders also utilized a lot of Tony Bergstrom kind of in a double tight end set, a double tackle set right next to Khalif.
Yeah, they went with a lot bigger package up front so they can get on those linemen, get on those linebackers, open up a little bit bigger hole for the running back to go through, and Marcel Reese took a lot of advantage of that. But I think they just went with a bigger package. I think they're bound and determined to get that running game going.
So the rookie out of Utah had a very good game last week, as did the rookie out of the University of Arizona. Speaking of a big, powerful guy, Jerron Kreiner, the former basketball star, Jim, 3 catches for 23 yards, his first touchdown in the NFL. This was a fade route that Carson does not throw to the back pylon. It kind of goes to the side of the end zone. Nice adjustment to make the over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah, and that's the kind of guy Kreiner is. You know, he can find the football extremely well. He was known for, you know, getting in the end zone, making those catches in the red zone, which the Raiders have been struggling as almost all year long. And so I think he'll be a big advantage down there inside the red zone.
Brandon Myers also got in the red zone again, had not scored a touchdown of his career. Now he's got 3 the last 3 weeks. He had 6 catches on the afternoon to get to an even 50 on the year. The Raiders statistically outgained the Saints. They rolled up over 400 yards of offense. yards, but yet they lost the game. Carson Palmer, Jim, another solid game, throwing for over 300 yards again. Now he has 3,035 yards on the year, the first Raider quarterback to throw for 3K in a season since Kerry Collins in 05.
Yeah, Carson Palmer is doing a great job under a lot of duress without much of a running game until recently against New Orleans, and he's had to play a lot of catch-up. So, you know, the numbers are coming, and he's doing a good job of that, but we've got to find a better way to get in the end zone once we get inside the 20.
Now he's piling up a lot of numbers, but I know he's not happy with the 3-7 record. We're going to talk to Carson Palmer coming up next on the current state of the Raider offense and also his big return to Cincinnati, the number one overall pick in the entire draft in 03, 8 years with the Bengals. Now he goes back to play them on Sunday. Carson Palmer next on the Silver and Black Show.